Denver, Colorado. It is House Program 24th of July 2009. It is evening program. So, let me read through Bhagavatam first. And then we'll address those two. And what is the time we are working with? 8 o'clock. So how long?
We have Mangalarchi at 4:30.
We need an hour to get back. Since we don't hear from you so much, just organize freely. We're okay. We're okay missing a little sleep for some time.
Okay. Okay. That is all enthusing me. That's very good. So I'll read from. Let's go. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo.
Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narayanam Namaskritya.
Narayanam Namaskritya.
Naram Chaiva Narottamam.
Naram Chaiva Narottamam.
Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam.
Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam.
Tato Jayam Udiraye.
Tato Jayam Udiraye.
Nasta prayeshu
abhadreshu.
Nasta prayeshu abhadreshu. Nityam bhagavat sevaya.
Nityam bhagavat sevaya.
Bhagavati uttam sloke.
Bhagavati uttam sloke.
Bhaktir bhavati naishtiki.
Bhaktir bhavati naishtiki.
Granthra srimad bhagavatam. Canto 11, chapter 14, and we will read through whole chapter. In order to finish it, I'll go through the translation and then important slokas. So Sri Uddhava said, "My dear Krishna, the learned sages who explain Vedic literature recommend various processes for performing one's life, for perfecting one's life. Considering these varieties of viewpoint, my Lord, please tell me whether all these processes are equally important or whether one of them is supreme." So Uddhava is Krishna's parsad or minister, chief minister or friend or companion, very exalted personality, not an ordinary man. Uddhava, very sharp in intelligence and very knowledgeable, he is inquiring from Krishna. What is he inquiring? That many people take up many paths, different processes, for perfecting their life. So are they all important, or any one of them is better, or what? So that's the question. So we also are looking for answer to this question. We want to perfect our life also. My dear Lord, you have clearly explained the process of unalloyed devotional service by which a devotee removes all material association from his life, enabling him to fix his mind on you. Now Krishna is answering. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, by the influence of time, the transcendental sound of Vedic knowledge was lost at the time of annihilation. Therefore, when the subsequent creation took place, I spoke the Vedic knowledge to Brahma, because I myself am the religious principles enunciated in the Vedas. Lord Brahma spoke this Vedic knowledge to his elder son, Manu, and the seven great sages headed by Bhrigu Muni then accepted the same knowledge from Manu. From the forefathers headed by Bhrigu Muni and other sons of Brahma appeared many children and descendants who assumed different forms as demigods, demons, human beings, Guhyaksha, Siddha, Gandharvas, Vidya, Dharas, Charana, Kindevas, Kinnaras, Naga, Kimpurushas, and so on. All of the many universal species, along with their respective leaders, appear with different natures and desires generated from the three modes of material nature. Therefore, because of the different characteristics of the living entities within the universe, there are a great many Vedic rituals, mantras, and rewards. So Lord is saying here that there were various kinds of living beings, Kinnaras, Kimpurusas, Gandharvas, and so on and so forth. And according to their mentality or modes of material nature they were associating with, they could understand different processes, mantras, rituals for perfecting their life. So eighth text, thus, due to the great variety of desires and natures amongst human beings, there are many different theistic philosophies of life which are handed down through tradition, custom, and disciplic succession. There are other teachers who directly support a theistic viewpoint. O best among men, the intelligence of human being is bewildered by my illusory potency. And thus, according to their own activities and whims, they speak in innumerable ways about what is actual good for people. Some say that people will be happy by performing pious religious activities. Others say that happiness is attained through fame, sense gratification, truthfulness, self-control, peace, self-interest, political influence, opulence, renunciation, consumption, sacrifice, penance, charity, vows, regulated duties, or strict disciplinary regulations. Each process has its proponents, proponents.
People who favor that particular idea.
Okay. All the persons I have just mentioned obtain temporary fruits from their material work. Indeed, the meager and miserable situation they achieve bring future unhappiness and are based on ignorance, even while enjoying the fruits of their work. Such persons are filled with lamentation. O Lord Uddhava, those who fix their consciousness on me, giving up all material desires, share with me a happiness that cannot possibly be experienced by those engaged in sense gratification. Maya arpit manaha sabhya nirapeksasya sarvatah mayatmana sukham. So maya arpit mana, those who give their mind and consciousness to me, in other words, becoming Krishna conscious, always remembering Krishna. That process Krishna is stressing now, not previous so many processes of, he says, so many. Peace, self-interest, political influence, opulence, renunciation, consumption, sacrifice, penance, charity, vow, etc. Many, many. But now he is focusing, Krishna is saying, that all the living entity, they must give me their intelligence and their mind and their consciousness. So, this is Krishna's advice for perfecting one's life, that somehow or another, ena kena prakarena mana Krishna nivesayet mai arpit manobuddhi. Mai arpit manobuddhi. So we have to give our intelligence and mind and consciousness to Krishna. One who does not desire anything within this world, who has achieved peace by controlling his senses, whose consciousness is equal in all conditions, and whose mind is completely satisfied in me, finds only happiness wherever he goes. So Krishna is again stressing, akinchanasya dantasya santasya samachetasaha maya. Samachetasaha maya. That chetana, consciousness, should be in me, maya. Santushta manasaha sarva. Santushta mana. If we give our mind to Krishna, then naturally our mind will be peaceful, blissful. Why? because Krishna is peaceful, blissful. Mind takes up that quality of Krishna. So Krishna is demanding that all other processes, they may be good, they may not be good. But this process, by giving your mind, intelligence and consciousness to me, you will definitely experience bliss, happiness. Find only happiness. Only happiness. Wherever he goes. Doesn't matter in what circumstances he is in, or wherever he goes, he will feel blissful, happy, peaceful. So, there is no other way. You have to give your mind and intelligence and consciousness to Krishna. That's the topmost process by which we can perfect our life. Original first question. How human being can perfect his life? So 14th. One who has fixed his consciousness on me desires neither the position or abode of Lord Brahma or Lord Indra, nor an empire on the earth, nor sovereignty in the lower planetary systems, nor the eightfold perfection of yoga, nor liberation from birth and death. Such a person desires me alone. So, no other desire than Krishna desire. No kingdom of Brahma or Indra, or no sense gratification, in other words. Not personal gain, liberation or performing yoga for mysticism, Ashtanga yoga. Krishna is centering. Krishna is focusing on one point again and again. He says that one who has fixed his consciousness on me desires neither the position or abode of Lord Brahma, etc. So one who has fixed his consciousness on me, Krishna. This is very, very important. That's why Prabhupada gave this name to this society, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. No God consciousness, no other names, Krishna consciousness. We have to give our consciousness to Krishna. We have to be conscious of Krishna at every moment. That's what it means. That means you have to see Shyam Sundar every time. Wherever you see, you have to put Shyam Sundar, Radha, Shyam Sundar there. Sarvatra spurayate nija ista spurti. Sthavar jangam na dekhe tar murti. He doesn't see sthavar jangam. He doesn't see fixed or mobile or anything, moving, non-moving. In everything, he sees Radha Shyam Sundar. So, that is Krishna consciousness. And we have to practice this constantly. Our mind goes in so many things during the day while we are working and executing so many tasks. So we have to bring him back. Okay, 1 hour later, I'm going to focus for 1 or 2 seconds on Radha Krishna, Radha Shyam Sundar. And then that hour comes, we try to focus. And then, okay, another hour comes, that hour, I will focus. Dhyayam stuvam stasya. Yes, tri sandhya. That's why we always bring our mind back and focus on Krishna. Me alone, he says, such a person desires, me alone. So such a person, now Krishna is saying very nice, he's expressing his nice sentiment towards such a person whose consciousness always dwells in him. So then what does he, Krishna, thinks about such a person? So he says, and Krishna is talking about Uddhava. Such a Uddhava. Krishna is focusing on Uddhava, that you are that person. And Uddhava was ekantik bhakta. He was a pure devotee of Krishna. Friend, parsad, parikar, his associate. So he says now, 15th, we should memorize this sloka, very nice sloka. Na tatha me priyatam, atma yonir, na sankaraha, na cha sankarsana, na srir, naivatma, cha yatha bhavan. My dear Uddhava, neither Lord Brahma is dear to me, Lord Shiva is dear to me, Lord Sankarsan, that is his brother Balaram, Sankarsan, dear to me, the goddess of fortune, my wife, my other half, Lakshmi, dear to me, nor dear to me, nor indeed my own self are as dear to me as you are. Even myself is not dear to me as much as my pure devotees like yourself are dear to me. So that sloka again, na tatha me priyatam. Atma yonir na sankaraha, na sankarsano, na sribhir, naiva atma cha yatha bhavan. So na tatha me priyatam. Nobody is more dear to me like you. Atma yoni means Lord Brahma is Atma yoni, is self manifested. That's why it is, he is called Atma yoni. Atma yonir na sankaraha, Sankar, Lord Shiva, na sankarsano, Sankarsan Balaram, na sankarsano, na Srivir, not my wife, Lakshmi, Srivir, naiva atma, nor my own self, my own atma, my own soul. Krishna and his soul is same, no difference. His body, name, form, pastime, paraphernalia is same. But he's saying here, naiva atma, my atma, is more dear to me than you, my devotees, who are all, whose consciousness is always dwell on me. There is a nice song, Narsi Mehta, in Gujarat province. He was pure Vaishnava. He's singing on these words and the next words. He has written one song and he's saying that prana thaki mune Vaishnava vala aharanisha ene gaure ucha nicha huto nahi. Prana thaki mune Vaishnava vala Lakshmi. Anyway, prana thaki mune Vaishnava vala aharanisha ene gaure tapatiratha vaikuntha pada મૂકી મારા વૈષ્ણવ બોલાવે ત્યાં હું જાઉં રે. મીન્સ ધી વૈષ્ણવસ, પ્યોર ડિવોટીઝ, પ્યોર વૈષ્ણવસ આર મોર ડિયર ટુ મી દેન માય પ્રાણ, માય સેલ્ફ, માય ઓન સોલ. દે આર મોર ડિયર ટુ મી દેન માય સોલ. એન્ડ ધેન ઇ સેઝ, લક્ષ્મીજી અરધાંગના મારી પણ મારા સંતની દાસી રે. અડસઠ તીર્થ મારા સંતને ચરણે, કોટી ગંગા કોટી કાશી રે. દેટ કૃષ્ણ સેઝ દેટ લક્ષ્મીજી ઇઝ માય અર્ધાંગના, માય પત્ની, માય વાઇફ, બટ સી ઇઝ ધી સર્વન્ટ ઓફ માય ડિવોટીઝ. એન્ડ ધેન હી સેઝ દેર આર 68 ડિફરન્ટ પ્લેસ ઓફ પિલગ્રિમેજ અંડર ધી લોટસ ફીટ ઓફ સચ એ એક્ઝોલ્ટેડ પ્યોર વૈષ્ણવસ. કોટી ગંગા કોટી કાશી રે. એન્ડ ગંગા એન્ડ કાશી ઓલ્સો ડ્વેલ્સ અંડર ધી લોટસ ફીટ ઓફ માય પ્યોર ડિવોટી વન હી ડિસ્ક્રાઇબ બિફોર. સો ધેન હી સેઝ દેટ અમરીશ રાજા મુનિ અતિ ગણો વાલો દુર્વાસાએ મન ભંગ કીધું રે. દેટ અમરીશ રાજા ઇઝ વેરી ડિયર ટુ મી. અમરીશ રાજા વોઝ પ્યોર ડિવોટી. સવૈ મન કૃષ્ણ પદાર વિંદયો વાચાસી વૈકુંઠ ગુણાનુવર્ણ હરેર મંદિર માર્જન એક્સેટ્રા મંદિર માર્જન આદુ. સો હી હેઝ એન્ગેજ હિમસેલ્ફ ટોટલી ઇન કૃષ્ણ કોન્શિયસનેસ. But Durvasa Muni was just like his guru, Krishna's guru, and mystic yogi. And he could go up to Vaikunth planets. But mana bhanga kidure, he broke my heart by offending Amrish Maharaj. And for Amrish Maharaj, he sent Sudarshan disc. So this is, he is explaining how dear his pure devotees, who is always, whose consciousness is always dwelling on Krishna, those devotees are always very dear to him. In this song he further says that Marare badhya vaishnava chode, vaishnave badhya menava chutere. એકવાર મુને વૈષ્ણવ બાંધે તો એ બંધન મેં નવ તૂટે રે. સો હી સેઇંગ દેટ ઇફ આઈ બાઇન્ડ સમબડી ધેન માય ડિવોટીઝ કેન રિલીવડ હિમ, દે કેન લિબરેટ હિમ. મારા રે બાંધ્યા વૈષ્ણવ છોડે, વૈષ્ણવે બાંધ્યા મેં નવ છૂટે રે. એન્ડ સમ any Vaishnava, he binds somebody, then I cannot do anything about it. It is not in my strength to relieve such a person, because Vaishnava bind him up. Menava chutere. Or ekavara Vaishnava mune bandeto, e bandana menava tutere. And if pure devotee binds me up in the heart, then that relationship can never be broken by me. I am sold out to that person. In another words, bandhan me nava tutere. So same idea. And then 16th, the next sloka is also very important. He is saying, who is that person, pure devotee, whose consciousness is always dwelling in me? Nirapeksham munim santam nirvairav nirvairam samadarsana anuvrajamyaham nityam puyayetya angrirenubhi nirapeksha. The devotee, he has no desire but me. Nirapeksha, no apeksha, nirapeksha. Muni, I'll read the translation first. With the dust of my devotee's lotus feet, I desire to purify with the dust of my devotee's lotus feet, I desire to purify the material worlds which are situated within me. Thus, I always follow the footsteps of my pure devotees who are free from all personal desire, wrapped in thought of my pastimes, peaceful, without any feelings of enmity and of equal disposition everywhere. So, nirapeksha muni santam nirvairam samadarsanam. So this is the these are the qualities of a pure devotee. Oh, thank you. These are the qualities of pure devotee. Nirapeksha, no personal desire. Munim is always thinking of Krishna. Munim, santam, peaceful. Santam, nirvairam, no enmity to anybody. Nirvairam. Samadarsanam, he is equipoised to everybody. He sees everything with equal vision, transcendental spiritual vision. Samadarsanam. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavi hastine sunicha supakecha panditaha samadarsanam. Anuvrajamyaham nitam. I follow such a devotee. I walk behind such a devotee. Why? Puyayetya angri renu bhi. Angri renu. The dust of his lotus feet, my pure devotee's lotus feet, it purifies the whole planetary system. Purify the material worlds within me. So within Krishna there is material world, and that material world gets purified by the dust of my pure devotees, and that's why I follow their footstep. Anuvrajamyaham nittam. Anuvrajam, follow nittam. Angri puyayetya angri renubhi. By the dust of their lotus feet, when it falls on me, then all these three planetary material world, they get purified. Anuvrajamaham nityam puyayetya angri renubhir. Very important sloka. 17. Those who are without any desire for personal gratification, whose minds are always attached to me, who are peaceful without false ego and merciful to all living entities, and whose consciousness is never affected by opportunities for sense gratification, such persons enjoy in me a happiness that cannot be known or achieved by those lacking such detachment from the material world. Niskinchanana. So he is describing the pure devotees, those who are without any desire for personal sense gratification, whose minds are always attached to me, who are peaceful without false ego and merciful to all living entity, and whose consciousness is never affected by opportunities for sense gratification. Such persons enjoys in me a happiness that cannot be known or achieved by those lacking such detachment from material world. Attaching ourselves to Krishna. My dear Uddhav, if my devotee has not fully conquered his senses, he may be harassed by material desires, but because of his unflinching devotion for me, he will not be defeated by sense gratification. Kshipram bhavati dharmatma. You kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranasyati. Krishna says, my devotees, they will never perish. My dear Uddhava, just as a blazing fire turns firewood into ashes, similarly, devotion unto me completely burns to ashes sins committed by my devotees. So now is also very important sloka, that bhakti is the way to go. No other process is bhakti. He says, na sadayati mam yogo, na sankhyam dharmam uddhava, na svadhyay, na tapat tyago, yatha mama bhakti urjita. My dear Uddhava, the unalloyed devotional service rendered to me by my devotees brings me under their control. Krishna becomes under their control. In other words, Krishna voluntarily becomes controlled by pure devotion of his devotees. My dear Uddhava, the unalloyed devotional service rendered to me by my devotees brings me under their control. I cannot be thus controlled by those engaged in mystic yoga, Sankhya philosophy, pious work, Vedic studies, austerities, or renunciation. Namam sadayati yoga, Sankhyam dharmam uddhava, na svadhyay tapastyago, yatha mama bhaktir urjita. Only by practicing unalloyed devotional service with full faith in me can one obtain me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am naturally dear to my devotees who take me as the only goal of their loving service. By engaging in such pure devotional service, even the dog eaters can purify themselves from the contamination of their low birth. So only by pure devotional service to Krishna, even the dog eater can also purify. Neither religious activities endowed with honesty and mercy, nor knowledge obtained with great penance can completely purify one's consciousness if they are bereft of loving service to me. Nothing will work. So what was the original question? First question Uddhava asked.
There's many
many
processes.
Right. Many processes.
It's a big process.
Yeah, he says how one can perfect. What is the process by which one can perfect is life, this human form of life. What is it? What is that by which one can perfect his life? So, very nicely, the answer is given. Not much longer. I'll have to go a little fast. If one's hair do not stand on end, how can the heart melt? And if the heart does not melt, how can tears of love flow from the eyes? If one does not cry in spiritual happiness, how can one render loving service to the Lord? And without such service, how can the consciousness be purified? Katham vina rum harsandravata chetasa vina vina nandasru kalaya srudyed bhaktya vinasaya. So how can, so it is a, the process is, starts with the mind. The mind must be focused in Krishna consciousness, in Krishna. Then the intelligence, which is another name of mind, can be focused. And when mind intelligence is focused, the consciousness can be focused in Krishna. And then, abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagyana chauchyate, constant practice and abhyas and vairagya, detachment, yukta vairagya. We have to practice yukta vairagya. So then we can focus our whole energy into Krishna consciousness. A devotee whose speech is sometimes choked up, whose heart melts, who cries continuously and sometimes laughs, who feels ashamed and cries out loudly and then dance, a devotee thus fixed in loving service to me purifies the entire universe. So such a pure devotee can purify. Prabha Vaishnave Namaha Sudyanti Asmat Prabha Vaishnave Namaha Kirat Hunendra Andhra Pulindra Sudyanti Asmat Prabha. He can purify whole world. Such a pure devotee can punati mad bhakti yukto bhuvanam punati. Bhuvanam, all planetary system, punati purifies. One who is mad bhakti yukto, one who is imbibed, one who is surcharged with Krishna consciousness, with Krishna's pure, unalloyed, transcendental, loving, devotional service. He can punati, he can purify the whole creation. Just as gold, when smelted in fire, gives up its impurity and returns to its pure, brilliant state. Similarly, the spirit soul absorbed in the fire of bhakti yoga is purified of all contamination caused by previous fruitive activities and returns to its original position of serving me in the spiritual world. So he returns back to home, back to Godhead. When a diseased eye is treated with medicinal ointment, it gradually recovers its power to see. Similarly, as a conscious living entity cleans himself of material contamination by hearing and chanting the pious narration of my glories, he regains his ability to see me, the absolute truth, in my subtle spiritual form. The mind of one meditating upon the object of sense gratification is certainly entangled in such objects. But if one constantly remembers me, then the mind is absorbed in me again and again and again. It starts with mind. The mind has to be absorbed in Krishna. Man, mana, bhava mad bhakto, madhyaji mam namaskuru. Man, mana. Ta, man, manaska, mat prana, madarthe, tyakt dahika, gopis. This is a slok, Brahma, the gopis. So, ta, man, manaska. The gopis were always Krishna conscious, always absorbed in Krishna consciousness. So, the secret is that somehow or other we have to focus our mind onto Krishna, bring him back, constantly bring him back to Krishna. Consign the mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. Every time bring him back, bring him back, bring him back. That's the idea. Therefore, one should reject all material process of elevation, which are like the mental creation of a dream, and should completely absorb one's mind in me. By constantly thinking of me, one becomes purified again and again. Mind into Krishna. Mind into Krishna. Being conscious of the eternal self, one should give up association with woman and those intimately associated with woman. Sitting fearlessly in a solitary place, one should concentrate the mind on me with great attention. Into Krishna, mind into Krishna with great attention and giving up all sense gratification. Of all kinds of suffering and bondage arising from various attachments, none is greater than the suffering and bondage arising from attachment to woman and intimate contact with those attachment to woman. Uddhava is now saying, Sri Uddhava said, my dear lotus-eyed Krishna, by what process should one who desires liberation meditate upon you? Of what specific nature should his meditation be? And upon which form should he meditate? Kindly explain to me this topic of meditation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, sitting on a level seat with its not too high, not too low, and cross-legged, and then having fully controlled the senses on, maybe thus practice pranayama step by step. Beginning from the Muladhara Chakra, one should move the life hair continuously upward like the fiber in the lotus stalk, until one reaches the heart, where the sacred syllable Om is situated like the sound of a bell. One should thus continue rising the sacred syllable upon the distance of 12 angulas, and there the Omkar should be joined together with the 15 vibration produced with Anuswar. Being fixed in the Omkar, one should carefully practice the pranayama system. Thus, after 1 month, one will have conquer the life here. Keeping the eyes half closed, I'll skip this. He's saying, focus. And then at the end, he's saying he should focus on me by chanting the 15 syllable names, which is, you know, Hare Krishna mantra. So I'll read further. 43. One should then pull the consciousness back from all the limbs of their transcendental body. At that time, one should meditate only on the wonderful smiling face of the Lord. Being established in meditation on the Lord's face, one should then withdraw the consciousness and fix it in the sky. Then, giving up such meditation, one should become established in me and give up the process of meditation altogether. One who has completely fixed his mind on me should see me within his own soul and should see the individual soul within me. The Supreme Personality Godhead, thus he see the individual soul united with the Supreme Soul. Just as one sees the sun rays completely united with the sun. And last sloka. When the yogi thus controls his mind by intensely concentrated meditation, his illusory identification with material objects, knowledge and activities is very quickly extinguished. So, in purport, I think I read in the Hindi translation, it says that one should then meditate on Krishna with chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Hare. Maybe I'll read a little bit of purport. It is clearly seen in this chapter that Ashtanga Yoga, Karma Yoga, Raja Yoga, part and parcel of Bhakti Yoga, and do not actually exist separately. The goal of life is Lord Krishna, and one must eventually come to the stage of pure devotion if one desires to perfect one's meditation or yoga practice. In the mature stage of devotion, as described in this chapter, one becomes free from the artificial duality of material, meditator and object of meditation, and one spontaneously engages in hearing about and glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such activities of Bhakti Yoga are natural because they spring from spontaneous love. Like that. So this is the chapter. Srila Prabhupada ki. So I'll take 1 or maybe 5 minutes more, if you don't mind, just to address the suggestion for new devotee for advancing in spiritual life. So just give a very good attention to my words, because I don't have much time. So I'm going to speak all equally important sentences one after another. So pay rapt attention. So Krishna says that mameva anso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana, that this living entity, the soul, is part and parcel of me. Prabhupada gives the example that this hand is a part and parcel of this body. Similarly, the soul is part and parcel of Super Soul Krishna. So if this hand, Prabhupada says, if this hand want to remain peaceful, blissful, happy, then it is in hand's interest to remain connected with the body and to serve the body. Similarly, the soul being part and parcel of Krishna, the soul, it is in soul's interest to serve the whole Krishna, whole super soul, Krishna. So, why to serve? Because by serving, one can develop the love for that person. Prabhupada says, whomever you serve, that person loves you. So if you serve Krishna, then Krishna will love you. Simple. If you serve dog, then dog will love you. So the topmost goal of human form of life is to reawaken our pure love for Krishna. So that can be done very easily by serving Krishna. So what is the topmost and easiest, simple and sublime method of serving Him in this day and age? That is, Sevan Mukhe Jivado Swayameva Spuratyada Ata Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grahamendriya. One must serve Krishna through mouth and tongue. So the function of a mouth and tongue is twofold, speaking and eating. So what to speak? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And the second function is to eat. What to eat? Krishna Prasad. So this is a sandwich. Prabhupada says this is transcendental sandwich. So, when we chant and we dance, we become hungry, then we should eat prasad, and then again start chanting and dancing, and then eat prasad again, and then chanting and dancing and prasad. So this is nachana gana khana. Very simple process Prabhupada has given us. So this is service, nachana, gana, khana, is a service to Krishna. That chanting the holy name and dancing in front of Krishna is the serving. It is the service to Krishna. So we are spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna. That's why we must serve Him. The easiest process of serving Him is chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra 16 mala a day, and if you chant 16 mala a day, then topmost goal of your life will be achieved, and that is to reawaken your pure love for Krishna. So when you serve Krishna, Krishna will get attracted to you. He will be pulled by you. And that is the topmost goal of our life. So these are the five most important sadhana bhakti, most important process by which you can reawaken pure love of Krishna in your heart very quickly. What are those five processes? Sadhana bhakti, bhakti rasamrat sindhu. At the end of 64 sadhana bhakti, Rupa Goswami says that sadhu sangha, nama kirtan, Bhagavat Sravan, Mathura Vas, Sradaya Sri Murtir Sevan, Sakala Sadhana Shrestha, Ehi Pancha Anga, Krishna Prem Janmaye, Ehi Panchera Alpa Sangha. So, Sadhu Sangha, associating with the devotees of the Lord, so for that you must go to Hare Krishna Temple, on whatever street it is, 16 or whatever, Hare Krishna temple, one must go and associate with the devotees, because our temples are the spiritual clubs where people who are interested in Krishna consciousness meet and associate together, dancing, chanting and feasting. So that's a temple, club. So sadhu sangh can very easily be achieved in temple. So one must go to temple minimum once a day, once a week minimum, but maximum every day if you are nearby or whatever. Sadhu sangh, nama kirtan, 16 rounds every single day, Prabhupada's prescription, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So sadhu sangha, nama kirtan, bhagavat sravan. One must associate with this Bhagavat, book Bhagavat and person Bhagavat, Bhagavat sravan. And Mathura Vas, you must come to Mathura, Vrindavan, once a year or two, another 2 years, 3 years, whenever time permits, you must come and stay Mathura Vas, Vrindavan Vas, Vrindavan staying. And Sri Murti, such a nice deity. So, Sri Murtir Sevan, one must serve the deity form of Lord, which is none different than Lord Krishna, and deity is the same. So these five, sadhu sangha, namakirtan, bhagavat sravan, mathuravas, and sradhaya Sri Murtir Sevan, sakala sadhana shrestha. These five sadhana is the topmost sadhana than all other sadhana, all other process, all other activities. Sakal sadhana shrestha. Ei panchanga. Krishna prem. Why? Because Krishna prem janmai. It can arouse the pure love of Krishna in your heart within a fraction of a second. Krishna prem janmai. Ei panchara alpa sanga. Alpa sanga means fraction of a snap of a finger. You can attain love of Krishna by associating with this five. So this is the recommendation for the devotees. And Bhagavata Dharma means this. We are living entity, and our dharma, living entity, dharma is to serve Krishna. And body has a different dharma, varnasram dharma. Body's dharma can be changed, but Atma dharma, soul dharma, cannot be changed. It is a Bhagavad dharma. It cannot be changed. The dharma of spirit soul is to serve. And whom to serve? Krishna. So serving Krishna means Bhagavad dharma. Serving material things means body dharma. That can be changed. The dharma of the body can be changed. But Bhagavad Dharma of the spirit soul serving Krishna cannot be changed. The body, if you have a dadi, beard and topi, you know, the Musliman, is a Musliman. And you save and have a Sikha, become Vaishnava. The body's dharma can be changed. Brahmachari dharma, grahastha dharma, body changing. So dharma is changing. But Bhagavad Dharma cannot be changed. So, now Yogendra, nice akhyan, beautiful akhyan about the Siksha Gurus also. We can read through next time. So, any question at all? Any question?
I think you explained everything very well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't think there's any questions because you've answered all the questions.
Thank you. So those who are newcomers, please start chanting 16 rounds a day. That will make your day. Otherwise it will spoil your day. Completely spoiled. So please, you will chant 16 rounds?
I'll try.
No try.
Well, I have been chanting up to 5 rounds. Weekends I can chant 16.
But every day everybody has 24 hours. They all chant. The priority, the enemy of chanting Hare Krishna mantra 16 rounds, there are two enemies. One is laziness and second is no priority. So one has to give priority for chanting early morning and nice consciousness, priority. And then laziness means, oh, I'll do after 1 hour, I'll do after food, I'll do after my work, I'll do after strolling. It's the utmost priority. So you can do that. Everybody, you know, have 24 hours. Pardon me?
It can be broken too.
During the day. Yes, you can do that. There you go. You got your remedy. Good. So, thank you very much. Now Prashad is waiting. I think they must have to go to temple quick. So, unless you want to do 2 minutes kirtan, it will be nice ending. You can. Short little kirtan, as much time permits you.